I'm Paul Gatling, and this is the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Coming up today, we will hear from Dr. Cam Patterson. He's the Chancellor for the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences. In a conversation with Roby Brock, he offers his thoughts on the recent legislative session in Little Rock and a new contract that makes UAMS the new orthopedic and sports medicine provider for the University of Arkansas Athletics Department. Plus, Pace Industries is, for the moment, still headquartered in Fayetteville, but that could change soon. And we'll tell you which general contractor had the best revenue year in 2020 in Northwest Arkansas. Those stories are on the way after the break on today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. ArkansasStateChamber.com. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For more than 70 years, Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield has used its knowledge and compassion to create healthcare solutions for individuals and businesses. More information at ArkansasBlueCross.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. First Security, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's been a busy time to be the leader of the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences. In addition to the daily duties of overseeing education, clinical and research operations, and a sprawling campus of medical professionals across the state, UAMS Chancellor Dr. Cam Patterson has been active in the legislature, helping fight a pandemic, and setting the system up for growth opportunities. Dr. Patterson spoke with Roby Brock recently, and we've got some of that conversation for you today, beginning with the Chancellor's thoughts on the recent legislative session.
I think that there's been a lot of talk about the fact that the legislative session was a little bit all over the place, but as I look back on it from the perspective of UAMS and also from the perspective of healthcare in the state, I see actually a lot of good news. You know, first of all, Arkansas Home, so Medicaid expansion persists in the state. That's great news for everyone across the state. The medical marijuana tax was continued, which is important as we seek National Cancer Institute designation for the Winthrop Rockefeller Cancer Institute here at UAMS. But beyond that, a lot of important legislation, $40 million appropriations. So we have the opportunity to spend up to $40 million a year to pursue National Cancer Institute designation, a cancer navigation program that is statewide that will bring great cancer care to people in their communities. That's a big deal for every Arkansan who is concerned about cancer. A lot of legislation on preventive care. Expanding coverage for women who need either diagnostic or therapeutic mammography, colorectal cancer screening expansion, establishing a statewide breast milk bank for moms and babies. So from my perspective, a lot of really good news. I think some of the good news maybe got crowded out by a lot of the other things that you and others are talking about.
I would agree with you on that. And we have reported that there was quite a bit of substantial stuff that was passed. It did get, as you say, kind of crowded out by some of the more controversial and high profile issues. I do want to get your reaction to a little bit of that, though. There were some bills that limited the doctor-patient relationship. Transgender rights is one that comes to our medical decisions is one that comes to mind. There was another one that deals with allowing doctors and healthcare professionals to use their medical conscience on things. How are you guys going to implement a piece of legislation like that?
Well, you know, we're going to have to look at the legislation and look at guidance. You know, we already know that the transgender bill is going to be in front of the courts My suspicion is we'll have to wait for the judiciary to weigh in on that before we decide what changes we will need to make. Obviously, we're going to abide by the law of our state, but we also want to make sure that every Arkansan, no matter who you are or what you look like, is going to get the best care available to them.
The governor has ended the pandemic emergency. Are we out of an emergency situation for COVID-19 in your estimation?
I think many parts of the state are on a guide path back to normalcy. Our hospitals are going to need to remain vigilant. I would keep in mind that, if you look at May of 2021 versus May of 2020, we still have more COVID-19 cases being reported now than we did a year ago. So we are not totally out of the woods. The most important thing that we can do right now is to remain vigilant. And for those who haven't been vaccinated, getting the vaccine is good for you. It's good for your family. It's good for your community. And it's going to help us to make the pandemic something that's in our rearview mirror. And my biggest concern, Rovi, is that some parts of the state will do well. Some parts of the state will struggle. We have counties that still have single-digit vaccination rates. COVID-19 is not going to leave those communities.
Dr. Patterson also discussed a new partnership with the University of Arkansas Athletics Department. UAMS began a 4-year contract on January 1st this year to be the new orthopedic and sports medicine provider for the Razorbacks.
The student athletes at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville deserve the best care. And when we talk about student athletes, we think about the football team, the basketball team, our great baseball team. We think about all the women's sports where we are super competitive. But this is really every student athlete at the University of Arkansas that we will be providing care for. Wes Cox, who's a world-class orthopedic surgeon, a great sports medicine team. That's part of what they do, making sure that our athletes stay healthy and that if they have a problem, we rehabilitate them and get them back on the field. But it's also about, screening for cardiac issues before we put athletes on the field in the first place. It's about making sure that our athletes have great care in other areas. Gynecologic services, behavioral health services are so important for student athletes, especially in the middle of COVID-19, where they are under all kinds of additional stressors. So the idea is that we provide world-class care for our student athletes in Northwest Arkansas. Also, though, Roby, this is about drawing attention to a world-class sports medicine program. We already have people coming from all over the country to visit this team to get their expertise. This will draw attention to the great work that they do and will bring more athletes to Northwest Arkansas to get the kind of care that only our UAMS team can provide. And while we can't take credit for how well all of our athletic teams are doing up at the University of Arkansas, we can say that we're keeping the athletes on the field, and that probably ensures that they're fielding the most competitive team every time a game starts.
That is Dr. Cam Patterson, Chancellor of the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences. You can watch that full interview and others at talkbusiness.net. In other headlines this week, die casting company Pace Industries has put its Fayetteville headquarters up for sale. As we reported last fall, the company is planning to relocate its corporate headquarters from Northwest Arkansas to suburban Detroit, where it maintains a sales and engineering office. The company has not officially announced that move, but did say in a statement to the Business Journal that it is committed to a presence in Northwest Arkansas and is currently working to right-size its office space in the market. Pace Industries employed about 70 people at its Fayetteville corporate office and more than 2,500 throughout North America. The privately held company and a major supplier to the auto industry emerged from Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection last summer and announced a new CEO. And Crossland Construction Company in Rogers ranks number one on our annual list of largest commercial contractors, with 2020 revenue of $254 million. We rank the list by 2020 revenue generated by a company's Northwest Arkansas office. You can see that list in the current issue of the Business Journal. The digital version is online, and you can read it for free at nwabusinessjournal.com. I'm Paul Gatling, and that's the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, thanks for listening.